Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here as we continue on. 9 o'clock hour, 1 hour left. And then, God, I got huge plans today. A lot to do. Might do the dishes, talk to the dog, check out the cat, and everything else. Boy,
by the way, how's that going, by the way, the dog and cat situation in your house?
The cat and dog get along.
That's amazing.
The cat and dog get along. Leave each other alone. Like a lot of us don't like each other, but we put up with each other, you know?
Right.
It's that kind of situation. Anyway,
is this a big cat or a house cat?
No, this is a big boy cat. I got a big boy dog and a big boy cat, better known as an overweight cat and an overweight dog.
Not a tiger, though.
Doc,
right?
Antle, right? Doc Antle got to that cat?
Nope. No tiger. No tiger, man. I'm done with that show, by the way. I went through that. That will not be watched again. Although, if you're looking for something, probably be all right to watch that. I'm with you guys. I think I'm going back and going old school and going back to Sopranos. And
right. Why not? I'm going to go back and start watching The Wire again.
Okay.
From the beginning. That was my choice.
I'm going for Ozark on Netflix.
Have you not seen it?
No, everyone keeps saying it's really good, so I'm going to give
that
a shot.
Oh, Hollywood. Both of you better watch Ozark. What are you thinking? It's a great show.
I jumped in Ozark the other day, and I realized you can't jump in and...
No.
This late. I've never watched it. And so stuff in the casino meant nothing to me, and I don't know relationships.
No, you got to go back to season one. Start it from the beginning. It's a great show. It's on season three right now.
Yeah. All right.
Totally worth it.
All right. That's good stuff.
I never got going on that. I got to give you this, Joe. The 9 a.m. coronavirus stats update have come out. CBS4 Miami has put them out on their Twitter page. I'm going to give you the numbers, not to put a downer on anything, but I figured we'd just get it out there. Florida's got 9,008 cases, 144 deaths altogether. Miami-Dade, 2,886 cases. There was 20 deaths in Miami-Dade. Broward, 1,481 cases, 17 deaths in Broward. And Monroe now getting on the map with 38 cases and one death.
Okay. And obviously those numbers will continue as we get more testing done at all the different locations that we have, and we have a bunch set up, and we've had a busy week, and we'll get the mayor of Dade County, Mayor Jimenez, on next week. We had the senator on, we had second in command, lieutenant governor on with us of the state, and everything else that we could be talking about, and a lot of other stuff. I wanted to bring this up, the Alex Rodriguez stuff that I talked about before. How much does somebody dislike? I can't believe like TMZ is watching A-Rod and J-Lo full time, right? Somebody had to give them a heads up that they were going to a closed gym, right?
Yes.
They weren't just in the backyard.
No.
They snuck out to their favorite gym, I'm guessing, where they had a personal trainer work them out, get a last workout in. And, you know, it's like everything when – bad look for, because people are going to say, oh, see, you have money and you're a celebrity, so you can have different rules than everybody else. Others are saying, and Zach, you brought this up, it's true. Like, you would have thought, I know A-Rod's got a nice big place, or J-Lo.
Right. They don't have a gym in their house?
They would have had a gym at their house. So,
come on.
But who would call TMZ, or do you think TMZ followed them from their house? Is there really, either way, like, does TMZ really wait outside of J-Lo and A-Rod's house? Or
Joe, TMZ is somebody, dying for any kind of news. You know that. This is news.
Well, they're both big-name people.
Right,
Alex
right.
And J-Lo, and they are one of the hot celebrity couples right now. And so, but man, it's a bad look. It is. A-Rod, I'm sure to A-Rod, this is like, this is nothing. Are you kidding me? After what I've been through, me working out, if this is the best you can do, have a great day, you guys. Go get him. Or even, you know, Paul DeLuca taking a shot at him on radio in New York, saying he's a fake and all that stuff. A-Rod's been through so much. I'm guessing that stuff. I don't think he's sensitive to that stuff. I don't think A-Rod cares about baseball guys. And I'm guessing the steroid guys don't like A-Rod, right? Would that be fair to say, because they've all taken a beating, and Alex is like on every station now doing baseball games and everything else. So I'm sure a lot of those guys, whether it's jealousy or feel it's not fair that A-Rod's been able to get past it, and they haven't. So I for whatever it is. Anyway, we got a lot of text messages coming in. 56022. Tease me with a couple here before I roll on here.
All right, here's the first one that just came in. A-Rod and J-Lo are elite pieces of bleep.
Not everybody's going to like them. I understand that.
And another person texted in the same thing that I've been saying all morning. I'm confused. A-Rod and J-Lo don't have a home gym by now? How cheap are they? Like, why wouldn't you put, if you're workout people, and they both are, and you see them all the time working out, and they do videos working out, why wouldn't you put the most incredible gym in your house? I don't understand that.
So, I'm guessing a personal trainer said, come on down, nobody's around, we got it closed, nobody will know. They
right.
thought they could get away with it. And then the second one would be this, because I'm guessing there's a famous personal trainer that works them out, right? There's somebody that they really like. That J-Lo likes, and because J-Lo likes, A-Rod likes. That's the way we work in family.
Of course.
And you would think that personal trainer could come to their house, right?
Right. Come on. Of course. Joe, if you have a gym in your house and you have a personal trainer, and maybe once or twice or four or eight times a week, whatever it is, you go to his place to work out. In this situation that we're in right now, without getting a picture or a video of you walking out during a quarantine, basically, to go work out in a gym by yourselves, if you have this gym in your house and this guy, you could send a helicopter to pick this guy up and no one would know the difference. Yet you two are out, and anytime A-Rod and J-Lo are out anywhere, there's pictures of there.
Yep.
Right.
And by the way, if there aren't pictures, they send you pictures.
Right. Exactly.
If you didn't know what they were doing, they're going to send you social media stuff so you know what they're doing. So you're right.
The funny part of that is, by the way, if the pro from Joe's tennis club called up and was like, "Hey Joe, listen, I'm able to open up the courts for you. We can hit the ball around for a little bit today." You'd be running out there.
All right, 100%. Can I be a phony? Because you've called me out on this, which I wouldn't do it.
You're a liar.
Oh, you no wouldn't? Way. Okay.
You are an absolute liar. If someone called you up right now and said, I have a tennis court in Port St. Lucie, you'd be on the road in 15 minutes.
No, there's that, a that pro with a, Joe's courts. Like, if he's like, hey, Joe, you want a quick lesson? Or you want a hit or whatever? Like, yeah, you go running over there.
15 minutes, you'd be on the road. Not even.
So you guys don't think I'd say no to that?
No, I don't.
If I had the whole tennis courts to myself with a pro 50 feet away from me hitting a ball. Yeah, what would be the problem? We're not that close.
Right.
We're more than 8-10 feet away from each other.
Right.
I mean, TMZ wouldn't follow you because you're not important enough. But
No, I'm not. No. I'm not even important in this town. Hell, I'm not important in this house. So you're right.
Right.
But you guys
are on the totem pole in your house. Are you fourth on the totem pole in your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe fifth. Maybe fifth with Rosie the dog.
Not even close. Yeah. I don't know where she got this sign my wife has. And it says when I come in and somebody says something, oh, Joe's got this. Or it says, leave your ego at the door.
I was specifically put there for you. Right.
And it was put right on the front of the door. I'm walking in. I got a little strut to me or something. And, you know, I'm being loud. And leave your ego at the door.
Right.
So I've tried to maintain that as much as I can. What else you got coming in, Zach?
Imagine being J-Lo's trainer and not being able to get within 6 feet of that booty. Good God, people. What's wrong with you? Although that's probably true.
She's a good-looking woman who, by the way, absolutely takes care of herself, and that's why you get to see a lot of pictures of how beautiful she is at age 50, man. God bless her. She takes care of herself.
Nothing wrong with that. Right. Conspiracy theory time. What if the private trainer wanted to double down his profit, tells him to come down, makes a call to TMZ, makes money from both? Ooh, I like that.
That's a nice conspiracy right there.
Right.
You sound like some of those guys working at Fox Radio right there, National Sports Fox. That's strong stuff right there.
I like this one, too. It says the dude that Joe's going to go play tennis with that opens up the court, coughs in his hand, and serves the ball right to you.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. You would have to pick the ball. How about if I told you I wore gloves?
Oh, I would love pictures of that and a mask.
I'm being honest. I know you're not going to believe it. I wouldn't go right now if the guy that I know that runs the courts and he said, hey, we're going to open this thing up and nobody will know it's shut down. Come on in. Come into to the plantation courts.
I hate to just say that to you, but I just think you're an absolute liar. No chance.
I don't think if
that dude called you up right now and said, I could get us on the back court at Central Park, no one's going to see us, we could play for an hour or two, get a little sweat in, just get here by like 10:30, you'll be home by 11:30, your ass would be there at 10:28 waiting.
Nope. I wouldn't do it. I'll tell you why I wouldn't be, because if somebody took a picture and I'm sitting on here telling everybody stay home and stay home and stay home, and then Mr. Stay Home is out at the court grabbing a great sweat. That would take, and I've already admitted through the years that I'm a phony and a fraud. I have said it. I've been caught more than once being a phony.
Right.
But this would take it to a new level during these times.
Oh, man. But I'm still calling you for phony and saying that you wouldn't.
You still think I would. All right. That's fine. We're never going to find out.
Someone texted in, how was the big meeting with the family over Uber Eats?
It didn't go over well. I told you this morning.
I know the answer.
Zach asked me first thing this morning how to go over. So I hit the wife after, you know, the pay cut, and I said, listen, you know, I got great news. I still have a job, which I wasn't sure was going to happen, and I'm thankful for my job, Carrie Ann. Thank you. Means a lot. Thanks for, you know, keep me on. I feel terrible for the layoffs and furloughs for others and everything else. So I sat him down and I said, and again, I think I was told, can you keep this private? Because nobody cares. So I said, listen, I'm asking everybody if we can cut back and start eating at home. And the first thing I got was, well, we eat at home for lunch and dinner most of the time. Breakfast always, and lunch sometimes, never dinner. We're going to order out dinner, but come on. That's what everybody's doing. And then they start throwing out my neighbors, who we love our neighbors. And they're going, well, they do the same thing. So my wife said, I think you're a little over the top on this one. And I think... I don't know what's going on, but I think you're... Then when it came up, what about the economy for our local restaurants that we go to if we don't help them? So I stopped. I just gave in. It didn't go well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. All right. We got to go to...
we just got a call, by the way. Lewis from Kendall wanted me to let you know he doesn't think you're a fraud, Joe.
Lewis is a fraud.
I told him, I said, listen, sir, I appreciate you calling this morning, but I've known Joe for many years, and he is indeed a fraud.
Total fraud, yeah.
There's been times when we've come on shows, and I went, oh, my God, I remember like 2 weeks ago I said this, and now I don't feel that way. I'm changing my mind here on that one. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Perfect text to go to break to. Joe not going to play tennis if they opened up is as believable as Hollywood standing up to the guy that took his popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't bring up the whole Joe playing tennis thing as a joke. Like, it's something that he would definitely do.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, but I'm sure that he's explored the option as well.
I have.
Like, I'm sure he's tried to throw his weight around a little bit here.
No, I had to think about that for a second, because I do really want to – I'd rather do that than walk 3 miles a day. I would, so – But I wouldn't play. No, I wouldn't play. I know you guys don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Couple signed footballs, maybe. Maybe a merino ball or something. Yeah, you'd get out there.
I ain't get my damn merino ball up. Come on, man.
No, just a sign. Just a sign.
Now you went too damn far.
It's just a standard sign bar, Joe. That's all we need to get you out there.
We got to go to break here.
I got a lot more texts for the next segment. Good ones coming in. Good texts.
See, now you guys got me. Now you got me thinking, damn, would I do that if I thought? No, because.
Joe, yes, you would. Stop.
Somebody. You can't trust anybody. If you try to get away with something that you know you're not supposed to do, you're going to get in trouble.
Do us a favor. Don't overthink it here, Joe. Don't overthink it because you would do it in a second. So just don't overthink
it. Hollywood would take a picture and send it to Barry Jackson.
You know what? He would TMZ my ass, wouldn't he? There is no question he would do that. Hey, you guys want to have Blake James on late 9 o'clock hour? Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Let's do that. We'll come back. We'll check in on the machine that is always rolling, 56022. You guys want to say one time that, hey, you want to thank our company for keeping us on at Intercom? Because it was a friggin' bloodbath. I had to take a little blood off me today myself. I had a little blood on my hands. Here, but it was.
Thank you
was,
to Carrie Ann and the brass and everyone at Intercom. I am very happy to be employed today.
Woody, go ahead.
Terrible for everyone who's not.
Yeah, same here. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers after that. So I know you're thinking, well, you're telling me to stay home. Well, I'm telling you to go to your South Florida Chevy dealers too, because the dealership is open, all of them, and they're ready to show you just how good, and I mean really good, 2020 is at your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're going, what are you talking about? Well, first, the best overall products from top to bottom by far. And it's funny when you talk to those guys and you go to the different dealerships and they go, look at this, man. Oh, my gosh. And we got a great deal for it. Hey, we want you to come. We want you to walk around our lots. We want to show you the showroom. We want you to be protected with a 10-foot rule, but we still want you to come see them. Take them for a test drive. You're going to absolutely love what you see. Midsize car, Chevy Malibu. I think it's one of the best buys there is in the market. Let me see. Tahoes to Equinox and Traverse for all different size SUVs. Silverado trucks. I should spend about 20 minutes on a Silverado truck. Listen, if you need a full-time working truck, especially now, they got it for you with an unbelievable deal. You need a truck that can help you work 7 days a week or 5 days a week, but still need room for the family and the kids in the backseat. We got that truck for you too. You need extra space in the bed. We got them long. We got them shorter. Suburbans, Camaro, Corvette. I mean, it's never looked better. When you look at the total package at your South Florida Chevy dealer, great look, great price, safety features, better fuel economy, the new technology, and plenty, plenty, plenty of space for that growing family. It's never been better, man. Great deals. Lots to choose from. This weekend, stop by one of the 14 dealerships all over South Florida and fall in love today with a great deal, great service at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, joins us right now. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing? How's the family doing?
Everything is good, and you've put up some curtains. You've put up some
things. I'm impressed. You were my test. Mike, you were my test. Let me tell you what I did. Can I tell you what I did, Mike, just because I have 19 pillows in the room stacked up all around me. I'm not even joking. If you saw this picture, you would laugh, but you were my test this week because no one else has been on with us before. I am so happy. I can't wait to tell my wife. She was like, why are you taking all the pillows? I go, you'll understand later.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very noticeable difference. Hey, we still got to make good radio. We got to do what we can. It's got to sound good. You know, it's amazing how many of the people on TV, when they're on, the audio quality. I mean, and look, I know there's only so much that can be done, but if there's something that can be done, whether it's pillows or something else, then we do what we have to do to make it sound better.
That's right, because we're going to be like this for a while. By the way, Mike, I love your stuff yesterday on Pro Football Talk, talking about the situation, NFL draft versus stay-at-home states and how you're going to handle it, especially after Sean Payton came up with the new Dixie Brewing plan that he was going to have five or six of his guys and the rest of them were going to be on Zoom and all the different things. Commissioner's in a tough situation on this one. What ends up I think everybody ends up in their own house. What do you think is going to happen for this draft as far as teams go?
I think it's a no-brainer. Everybody's going to be in their house. I think somebody screwed up, and I think on Tuesday when the NFL announced a conference call with some reporters following the ownership meeting that happened by conference call, that was when it was announced that they were going to allow gatherings of team officials, coaches, executives of up to 10 with appropriate physical distancing and hand cleaning, et cetera. And I wish I would have recognized it at the time. I didn't. Somebody raised with me after the fact, how do you justify in the states that have stay-at-home orders a gathering of up to 10 people for the purposes of making NFL draft picks? That's not an essential function. That's not something that should justify any type of dispensation. And when you have all these different states with different standards and rules and regulations, unless you can get every state in which the NFL does business to allow this, then you're going to have a competitive disadvantage because there are going to be teams that can't gather. So what the NFL did yesterday, I think, was this first step toward doing an about-face. And they're trying to save some face along the way. Yesterday's memo said, well, we're going to do one of two things. We're going to let you gather in groups of up to 10 at the team facility, or everything's going to be done remotely. And I think by next week, the memo's going to be everything's going to be done remotely. There's no way they're going to work this out to get the permission in place to allow this to occur. And look, the NFL needs to realize there's not going to be a separate set of rules that applies to it, right? I mean, for the NFL teams, oh, it's very important that we get together and have this draft. Well, what about some local accounting firm with, you know, tax deadlines changing and other things happening and different payments being made? They can say it's very important that we have a meeting of up to 10 people in one place. So maybe a law firm, hey, it's very important that we have a meeting of up to 10 people in one place. I think the NFL needs to realize that it is subject to the same rules as everyone else in the states with stay-at-home orders, and I think the NFL should want to be subject to those rules. This is an opportunity for the NFL to lead by example, and whether it's this stubborn desire and belief they can go forward with these meetings of up to 10 people when everyone else must stay at home in the states that have those mandates, and really the ones that don't should have them, or the lack of social distancing we're seeing from the guys who are going out and working out and posing for pictures hanging all over each other. This is shameful by the NFL, and it's time for Roger Goodell, I believe, to issue a clear statement that every team, every employee, every player, every coach is going to follow the same rules and procedures that every other American is dealing with right now. Because if our public institutions aren't going to take the lead here, our prominent private institutions need to do it. And this is an opportunity for the league to do the right thing and send a strong message, and I hope the hell they do sooner than later.
This is not one of, and it makes these guys mad. This is not one of Roger Goodell's strengths, these type of situations, getting out in front of something. Mike, it's just not. It's not what he does.
Well, for 3 weeks now, leading from behind. That's what the NFL's been doing. And what bothers me is this. And look, I don't want to be unfair, but I look at it this way. If they're going to come up with this idea, hey, we can have up to 10 guys in one place for the draft, and it so blatantly conflicts with the clear mandates of stay-at-home orders, what other stuff is going on that we don't know about that is just flat-out wrong and misguided? Who is in place to provide the judgment, the wisdom, the interpretations necessary, you know, the big picture stuff that they need to be doing? The NFL's got a huge mess on its hands, as everyone else does. I just don't get the impression that the NFL even begins to know the first thing or understand the first thing about how to properly manage that mess and number one, point toward a positive outcome, and number two, provide the kind of example that I think millions would benefit from if the NFL handled its business the right way.
Mike, we had Charles Davis on from the NFL Network and NFL on Fox this week, and one of the questions we asked him was, like, what's the setup going to look like? What have you been told? He hasn't been told anything, and we're like 3 weeks out now, or a little less than 3 weeks out from this draft. What have you heard anything about what this is actually going to look like on TV? Forget about the setups for each team. What am I going to be watching on TV?
You're going to be watching what you watch when you turn on a cable news channel, when you turn on a sports channel. It's going to be a bunch of people from home, a lot of AirPods, a lot of crappy bookcases in the background, right, or whatever the background happens to be. And I think this is one of the reasons why the NFL was trying to fudge things a bit with having these mini war rooms, because it's going to be more compelling if you have a shot of a room with multiple people in it. We're used to seeing that. That's one way that they can create normalcy. There's a camera on the wall that picks up Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and Mike McCarthy, right? And they're sitting there, and they're picking up the phone, and they're calling the guy that they're going to draft. Well, it's not going to be that way. So there's not going to be cameras in draft rooms. There's going to be a camera at Jerry Jones' bus or house or yacht or wherever he's going to be. There's going to be a camera at Mike McCarthy's house. There's going to be, you know, and I think we're going to have coaches appearing that way. You're going to have owners and GMs appearing that way. You're going to have players appearing that way. And you're going to have broadcasters. You're not going to have anybody sitting at a desk. You're going to have somebody, and now if they're sitting at a desk, then they'll be at opposite ends of the desk, 10, 15, 20 feet apart. But it's going to look like nothing we've ever seen before. And we're still going to watch it, because yep. It's the only thing in this vast wasteland of no sports. And let me just add this. I know some people are saying the NFL should not proceed with the draft because of the significant physical toll of the pandemic. But there are millions who are suffering psychological effects of this, of being isolated, of being home. And there is value in having something 3 weeks out on the calendar that people are looking forward to. And there's value in having 3 days in time that people can forget about, or at least set aside right. the things that are dragging them down. So, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the NFL going forward with free agency, but I understand why the NFL is doing the draft, and I think they're going to end up having more people watch the draft than ever before.
All right, I want to take you to our former VP of Football Operations now on ESPN, Mike Tannenbaum, from yesterday. Woody, do you have it ready to go for Mike?
No, I'm not. In this environment, I simply can't do that for an organization, because when you look at the type of guaranteed money you have, Kyler Murray had $35 million in fully guaranteed money. Greeny, you just don't know. You want your own doctors, your own trainers, your own strength coaches to work with Tua, see mobility, to see range of motion. And because we're in this very unique environment, it would be irresponsible to take him in the top 10 simply because you don't have that information firsthand to know exactly where he is.
Top 10, that's a big number. And so if I were to then extrapolate it out further, let's say you love him. Let's say you look at him and you say, this guy, if he does stay healthy, is going to be a superstar. He really is Drew Brees. What conversation are you having with ownership, with the people you work for, about, for lack of a better word, job security in the event the thing goes sideways?
That's right, because it is an opportunity, because the upside is so compelling. He is so talented. But this is a conversation you want to have with your owner, your head coach, to say, hey, if we're sitting here in January and he has to miss another year, because this is an injury that's hard to predict. It's not a well-vascularized part of the body in terms of you could have re-injury. And I want the owner to sign off to know that, hey, if this goes sideways, remember this conversation. This is a huge risk. And by the way, this player's been hurt two other times. So he is injury prone, and I want to make sure that we're in lockstep and this is a true partnership, because I'd much rather take a safer player in the top 10 this year because of the unique circumstances. So I would want to make sure that the owner is ironclad with our decision.
Mike Tannenbaum talking about meeting with Stephen Ross. What'd you think of that, Mike?
No, I agree with it completely. You can't justify taking that kind of a risk with a high draft pick in a year where you didn't have a full and complete opportunity to properly evaluate the total health and condition of a player who has three prior lower body injuries. And if you've got three lower body injuries at the quarterback position, at the college level, you have to assume you're going to have similar struggles at the professional level. And if you can't properly check out that hip, if you don't, and you know, you've got Tua saying, I'm fine, and his agent saying, he's fine, of course they're going to say that. Until you can lay hands on him and properly check him out, you can't get to the point where you're comfortable with it. And you know what? It makes me wonder, just generally, you know, the fact that the information is going to be incomplete this year, how will teams value these picks for trade purposes? Will there be more teams that are willing to say, I'll flip the pick this year for a pick next year, or I'll give up a pick this year to get a veteran player who's a proven commodity? And, of course, that's a particularly significant question for the Dolphins because they have so many picks this year.
Yeah, this can be an interesting one. But Mike Tannenbaum, I just felt like was sending a little message over here with the Dolphins, obviously in a situation I think they have to take, and we're a few weeks away, but they need to take one of those quarterbacks.
Herbert, they want Joe Burrow. They love Joe Burrow. They need to make the move to go get Joe Burrow, especially since you're going to be. It's going to be a crapshoot with these draft picks anyway. And for the Bengals, it's a crapshoot every year, so who cares? I mean, they're operating with one hand tied behind their back. They are every year. So go ahead and offer a huge package and go get Joe Burrow if that's the guy you want. And if he ends up being the player that you think he's going to be, you're never going to lament what you paid to get him. You know, I say that all the time to people who are thinking about buying a house or buying a car or whatever it may be. And, you know, it's going to cost a little bit more than I thought. It's like, look, you're going to forget about that. Right, as long as it doesn't bankrupt you, you're going to forget about the extra $5,000, $10,000, whatever it may be. If you're going to be happy with what you get, do what you have to do to go get it.
Mike, what's it going to cost the Dolphins? What do you think Cincinnati would take for that number one pick?
Well, look at what it cost Washington 8 years ago to move from 6 to 2 to get RG3. They had to give up that 6th overall pick, 2 additional first-round picks, and a second-round pick. And they did it. Now, it didn't work out, but they did it, and the Rams took it. You know, I don't know. You know, the Bengals are so hard to predict because they're not a rational, normally functioning football team. You know, they may just dig in and say, no, we're not agreeing to anything, or we want more. Whatever you offer, we want more. We're going to keep saying we want more until we get everything we want and then some. So I just don't know what the Bengals would want. Remember, they squatted on Carson Palmer during the 2011 season when he didn't want to play for him anymore, and they got lucky. Jason Campbell broke his collarbone playing for the Raiders, and all of a sudden, I think it was like 2 ones and a 2 or something like that, something ridiculous that the Raiders gave up to get Carson Palmer from the Bengals. So I think Mike Brown is very stubborn, and sometimes that serves you very well, and that may make it even more expensive. I mean, the Dolphins have the capital, I keep coming back to this. In this crazy year of incomplete information, will that cause teams to be more likely to say, we don't value these unused picks the way we ordinarily do because it's even harder to get a feel for what we're going to get when we use those picks? And, you know, when the Dolphins went out and signed 10 unrestricted free agents right out of the gate, and that was the first time it occurred to me, you know what, maybe instead of trying to rebuild through the draft, they're trying to rebuild through veterans because they know that this year the veterans are going to be the more proven commodities.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. By the way, we were talking earlier, do you consider Ryan Tannehill's time with the Miami Dolphins that he would fall under first-round bust? From the outside, I'm just curious.
No, I don't think he. I think he's kind of in that purgatory, that limbo, that no man's land where he was either. Because he was there for so long, and he got a second contract. It's hard to call somebody a bust who got a second contract, right?
Right. I think biggest thing that hurt him was he got injured, and the injury because he didn't get the surgery to start with, and he ended up missing a lot of games because of it and forcing their hand. But, yeah, I don't know if he goes down. These guys think he's clearly a bust. And I've told them we've had plenty of true bust. I don't know if he is or not. So, listen, he looks a lot better.
He was having the best year of his career, 2016, best year of his career. Calais Campbell hit him low and injured that knee. And I remember the debate and I remember the discussion. Well, you know, if we go ahead and repair the ACL –
that's right.
We think that as a partially torn ACL, there's a lot of guys that have partially torn ACLs. He's going to be better with that than he would be with a repaired ACL. And then what did he do? Right at the beginning of training camp, the thing went. And that threw his career off course. But, you know, now, can he stay healthy going forward? That's the real question.
Yeah. Mike, it's always great having you, man. Really appreciate it during these crazy times. I sent you a text. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mike. All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
All right, so we gotta make a decision here. We're just, instead of doing it privately, we'll make it publicly. What? Okay.
All right, there it is.
We're going to come back and we're going to jump on some text messages. Do I have any other business with you? Am I good? I'm good? All right. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. These are crazy times, you know. These are crazy, crazy times. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with your 56022 with the text machine right after this.
if you have Alexa at the house or Google Home at the house, make sure to just say play 560 WQAM. Just stay connected. That's all we're saying. Stay connected. Stay sane out there. Everyone's stuck in their houses right now. We know lots of people now, if not everybody's working from home at this point, except for Hollywood. Hollywood's the only one not working from home, but everyone else is. So just stay connected with us. 56022 is the text line. I got a couple texts for you, Joe. I will read for you. Joe, don't forget to set your alarm clock back so you can get, or set your alarm clock so you can get the Publix for the senior citizen time if you're giving up the Uber Eats plan.
You know what? You're right. I am. I'm hitting it early. I'm hitting it early tomorrow because I got to be the leader on this. We'll still do it a lot because I do want to help our local restaurants that we like a lot and, right. and stuff, especially family stuff. And John Offerdahl's got a place out here and stuff. And I want to help all those guys. I do. And stuff. But I am going to have to be the leader as far as going to the grocery store and showing the kids that it's okay to eat stuff out of the refrigerator. It's okay to have a little breakfast and lunch. Eggs are good. Cereal's okay.
Right, right. I mean, leftovers. I mean, leftovers aren't terrible.
Nah, they don't like leftovers.
Right.
Not a leftover family.
The Dolphins have made 10 first-round picks since 2010. Of those 10, just three are still on the team. Why should we have faith with them right now?
But you can't. Here's the problem with that, okay? There are some of those guys were good players. Some of those guys were really good players and are not on the team, right? So you can't say like, well, you know, I agree. You know, I say this every day. It's a broken record for everybody who says that. They hit on Minka. He just somebody else's Pro Bowl player. We hit on our left tackle, who played guard and tackle for us. Problem is, he's now a Pro Bowler for the Texans. Yeah. Mike Pouncey, we hit on. He was a really good center. The problem is, he's now going to be the starting center again this year for the Chargers, not the Miami Dolphins. So we've hit on guys. Right. So you're kind of, it's a little misleading for whatever reason we didn't keep him. And this move that we've clearly made to load up and try to hit and the confidence that we can hit on a high percentage of these picks that we have, which could be like, what, 22 to 26 over the next 2 years.
Yep, exactly. What's to stop Bill Belichick from hacking into everybody's secret server? You know he's got a team of expert hackers already working the angle to get a leg up on everyone draft night.
Conspiracy with the Patriots. Wow. How about that on a Friday? Somehow Belichick is going to make the strong. We all agree, by the way, the Bills are the best team in AFC East.
Yes. Bills are the team to beat at this point.
Just want to make sure we're all. They're beatable, but they are the best team off. Last year,
with that said, who's the second? Who's number two in the AFC East?
I think that thing's wide open.
Right.
I don't think you can pick a two. I never thought I'd say that with the Patriots. Because even the Bills are going, no, Patriots still the team to beat. No, they're not.
Right. Well, you got to say the right things, of course, if you're the Bills. You don't want to say we're the team to
beat. By the way, the Bills privately and quietly have gotten their together.
Right.
What they're doing with this group. Love their front office. And I love their coach, what they're doing.
How about this one, Joe, with the single camera showing the guy to pick a player? At least we're going to know who to blame if the draft pick goes bust. That camera's on Chris Greer. We know he made the pick.
Oh, that picture will be around forever if it's the wrong one. You know, it's weird because Chris Greer just that's not Chris's personality standing up there. And I mean, that's a Mike Tannenbaum personality but it's not our head coach or what if the commissioner says the head coach is going to make the pick or general manager or head coach? I can see actually Coach Flores and Chris Greer going, I don't want to do it. You do it. No, I don't want to do it. You got to do it. Like, that's just not their personality to be out there doing that stuff. They'd rather other people do it.
Ooh, that might be your way out of the house that day, Joe, or at least on your own camera. Maybe Chris calls you and says you
cool as hell is. Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm making the first pick of the Miami Dolphins. Hot damn right.
With the fifth pick in the 2020 draft, the Miami Dolphins select, and there's Joe Rose.
Yeah, that's kind of weak. Right. Maybe Marino does it. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad, right?
Marino.
Here's a good one, Joe. When the first food delivery driver arrives to your house wearing a mask and coughs as he hands over your daughter's food, that'll end this food fetish that the kids are having right now.
Well, I would never know about it, but I don't know, man. I'd like to just level this thing off a little bit, not to get my family business out here. I'd like to see this thing a little closer to 50-50 or 70-30. We're doing our share. I can't even wait to see my Uber bill.
Oh, I can't. I would love to see that. I can't wait.
I'll tell you what it is, man. How many days do you want before I share it with you? When does Uber send you the bill? Because I've never seen one.
Well, you'd be able to see Hollywood, if I'm correct, he'd be able to just sign on the app and see what it is at this point.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you can look at his credit card statement if you want to read a credit card statement.
Right.
All right. So I'll give it.
I'm guessing you haven't seen one of those in many years.
Correct.
Decades.
Listen, this wife, I told you before, she could have a boyfriend. I wouldn't even friggin' know at this point.
Have you seen a bill or a credit card statement in the 2000s? Like, has it been like 1997 since you've seen it? Like, when was the last time you saw it?
Why don't you just ask him the last time he got the mail?
When was the last time you got the mail, Joe?
No, I pick up the mail when I'm out in front. When I bring the garbage cans in, I'll grab the mail. All
right. What do you do with it? Throw it on the kitchen table?
Right. Yep. Give it to the wife. Yeah. There you go.
If there's something cool, you know, like something that looks like I look at it, you know, that's
Joe
it.
Looks for it for the Sports Illustrated. He's the last guy that gets Sports
Illustrated. I do, man. Right? By the way, what's it come now? Once every 2 months now. SI. Right.
Did you see the most recent one with all the empty seats on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm looking at it right now.
Right. What are you, the toilet?
Because I first looked at it, and when I first saw it, I went, oh, they're showing the waves of the ocean or something. Then I realized those were seats.
So I got that in the mail yesterday. I've been in my condo for like over 2 years now, and I still get the guy who lived there before me, I guess, signed up for a lifetime subscription because I still get his Sports Illustrated.
Don't worry, man. I'm wearing those magazines out in the restroom because, again, I asked her for like 2 months. I go, hey, what happened to my Sports Illustrated every week that comes in? It's the only thing left that I still get. I told her, she goes, you want to get rid of it? I go, no, I want to keep it, man. I like that.
It can't be more than like $4 a year now for it.
Oh, not many coming out.
Right, right.
And all their great writers, a lot of them have moved on.
Right. How about this one, Joe? Joe is 60 plus and close to death if he contracts the virus. There's no way that he would risk having some guy cough on a ball and serve it to him. Too risky. Go talk to your dog. At least the dog still loves you.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I honestly, I know you guys don't believe me and you're not going to believe me.
I don't believe you.
All right, I wouldn't do it. If right now, the head guy over in Plantation said, hey, we're open just for you. If you want to come out and hit, I got to do some work on the courts. If you want to come out, I think it's fine.
If I wasn't the only person in this building right now, I would go find someone else's cell phone, and I would text you from a number that you don't know, which you have trouble saving numbers as is. So I would text you.
There's a shot. True, but shot.
And I would act as the tennis pro, and I would see what your response would be. Right. But there's no one else here, so don't worry.
What else we got coming in here? Let's stop with the whether I would or not stuff.
Joe, I tried going to Publix early also. It doesn't work. There was a crowd there at the door when I tried it, and Publix doesn't seem to restock overnight for some reason. Some do, some don't. Probably not easy.
Well, we hit it Sunday morning early, last Sunday morning early. Got there right at 8, right at it, and there was only – and it's an active, busy one like most of them. And we were shocked, man. There was burgers and chicken and everything but toilet paper, but we took care of the toilet paper. We're good now. We got
Toilet paper still a thing out there? It's still empty. Tough out there? Wow.
Oh, you haven't seen all the angry people? Like, no. You suck for taking so much toilet paper, you pigs. I hate you. I punch you. You're like, oh, yeah. People are mad, man.
I told Zach the other day I was getting gas, and I saw this gas station, like their food mart, had toilet paper and paper towels like stacked to the ceiling.
Wow.
In there. And I didn't go in to ask how much it was because I figured the answer would be, you know, 10 bucks a roll or something like that.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be
not
overpriced. Yes, they are. Come on, Joe.
I mean, Joe, come on.
Come on.
People aren't that way.
Joe, you need to get out of the house. You need to get out of the house a little more.
Hey, give me a couple more, will you? I want to hear from the people.
Joe, the Uber bill is going to be replaced, is replacing your gas bill, so that's good. Yeah, no one's driving anywhere.
Oh, man, I haven't driven since I went to Publix. I haven't been in a car.
Yeah. Chris Greer is the Teflon personnel executive. Been with the Dolphins for 20 years, and the personnel sucked for the last 20 years.
Let's give him a shot, man. He's a big dog. Let's see.
We need a draft.
You can bitch all you want, man. He's a guy. He's it. Right. Give him a chance.
Let's see what we got here. We need to draft one of those big tackles with that first pick. Forget about Tua.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, tackles. I'm sorry. I was thinking defensive tackle.
No.
If there's some big horse that can line up day one when we start up football. Yeah, we got to get a quarterback.
Got to get a QB, right? Come on.
We got to get a quarterback, man. But if not, grab a tackle.
Someone texted in, Vegas still has the Pats winning the division, and Vegas usually doesn't get these things wrong. If that's the case, I would like to take that bet. And anyway, the only team I wouldn't bet on winning the division right now is the Jets for some reason. Why are the Jets look like the worst team in the AFC East right now. Why is that? What did Adam Gase do there? Or didn't do?
I don't know, but we should have beat them twice last year, and I thought they had a much better team. And if it wasn't for pass interference, that overturn that happened at the end of the game, we'd see be sitting here with six wins bitching about what picked then. I don't even know how much we dropped then. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It would have been bad. Would have been bad at that point.
Glad we split with them.
Right. How about this one, Joe? What if Tom Brady invited you over to play on his personal court at his new pad? A little tennis action with Brady.
I noticed he didn't have a tennis court on his. The guy next door had it. We're all looking at the picture last night, but I'm guessing if you're Tom Brady and you go, hey, neighbor, I know I'm living in 33,000 square feet and you're only in 12,000 square foot home. Do you mind if I use your court, though? I don't have one. My house is too big. That thing Derek Jeter built was like ridiculous. God, that thing's big.
How about the fact that I have...
God, that thing, 30,000 square foot home.
Joe, I have arguments with my wife over the mortgage bill each month and how high it is or how low, whatever it is. Can you imagine paying between 75 and 100 grand a month in rent? That's what he's doing.
Well, listen, if you're making what he's making and she's making...
Right.
You can do the math on that. $1 million a year and maybe up to $1 million a year to pay for that house for the year to live there. Probably stay the following year if everything goes well.
Right.
Let me see, $2 million, and I'm making $50 million the 2 years with you. I'm good.
That's just crazy, though, right? 75 to 100 grand a month in rent.
Damn. Jeter. Damn. No wonder Jeter wanted to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, it's been a fun week, man. It has. And to everybody out there, stay safe. Stay home. We really appreciate you being with us. I know we say a lot of stupid stuff from time to time. On behalf of myself, I know I do. But you guys, all you guys, stay safe. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you again Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.